Chris Wondolowski joins us on Sports Byline, San Jose Earthquake striker. And if you take a look at the numbers, he's had a pretty good season so far. He has 3 goals and just 20 shots this season. But he is the Earthquake's all-time leading goal scorer with 82, and he has made 19 appearances for the U.S. men's national team and 9 career international goals. A lot of anticipation with the World Cup coming up, but from a player's standpoint, what is that anticipation since you've played on the national side before, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very exciting time. You know, it comes once every 4 years, and to be honest, I think it's one of the most exciting sporting events just because it takes the whole world, and, you know, it's something special. It takes so much blood, sweat, and tears that go into it, and for those 32 countries that get to play for a championship.
Tell me a little bit about the selection process for the U.S. national team in the World Cup. When is it, and how do they go about it?
So in the middle of May, around probably about May 14th or 15th, they're going to call 30 guys into camp, and it'll be about a 2 or 3 week camp, and then they will cut that 30-man roster down to 23 guys, and that will be the 23 that will be going down to Brazil.
Are you going to be one of those? Do you expect to be invited to the team, be one of the 30 until they cut it down to 23?
Yeah, that's my hopes right now, is to be a part of the 30 and then, you know, just try to show up from there and hopefully make that 23-man roster. That's the ultimate goal and dream right now.
Tell me a little bit about the personality of the national players we have available now, because over the years, you know, there was a lot of, even though the national players outside the United States couldn't play for the United States, but the personality of the players in this country has changed a little bit. Tell me about it, Chris.
Well, I think that we've just definitely grown as a you know, society for soccer, and I think that the talent has gotten much deeper. And if you look all across the field, you know, even just cutting down to a 30-man roster is very tough now. And you know, I think that we're very deep, and especially in certain positions. And so I think it's very exciting, and it's you know, definitely a start of something special for this United States team.
What's the personality of the play of the United States national team today?
You know, I think that that's something that it's, you know, can kind of change in certain aspects. It's very athletic still, and I think that we can cover an enormous amount of ground. You know, I think the technical ability is really what's kind of grown and has kind of closed the gap in many sense. You know, but I also think that the tactical part as well. I think that we have the ability and the players to play different formation suiting who we play and, you know, how we can play.
Is that because more American players who are good star-type players in this country are now going overseas and being respected and playing with international sides?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's just a whole, you know, it's a whole spectrum of it is that, yeah, I think over there we're getting better players. They're playing more in Europe. And I think, to be honest, Major League Soccer has really grown. And, you know, I think that the 23-man roster and down in Brazil, there's going to be a lot of guys that are going to be a huge impact that play in Major League Soccer, including the Michael Bradleys and Clint Dempseys and Landon Donovan. You know, those are guys who are going to be huge impact players in how we do.
What do you think is the expectation, at least in this country, from the fans for the performance of the national team in Brazil?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's, you know, some fans really don't understand, you know, the whole dynamic of it. And, you know, I think our draw was, you know, it's the group of death, which we have Portugal, Germany, and Ghana, who are three incredibly great teams. And so, to be honest, as a player and, you know, the team, we're expecting and planning on getting out of the group. And we feel that we are capable of doing that. And, you know, any of those, the two teams that do come out of this group, I think will feel very successful in their you know, tournament.
You know, I've been around the sport for a long time, broadcasting it and everything, and I feel for the first time, and correct me if you think I'm wrong about this, that I really feel that professional soccer has really taken hold in this country. Now, if you take a look at the plans for new stadiums, if you take a look with the new franchises, two new franchises in 2015, a couple more coming on in 2017, that really this is a sport that has found its place in this country. Am I correct? And what changed that made that happen?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's definitely has really grown, and it's, you know, it's a special sport. And I think the thing that, you know, people are starting to kind of give it more of a chance, and I've gone to games and really seen, you know, how great of a sport it is. And it's now televised a lot more, and it's on ESPN, you know, in the highlights and things of that nature. And so I think that the game's just going to continue to grow. I mean, it's the most popular sport in the world for a reason. I think that, you know, in the United States, it's starting to catch on a lot more, and people are starting to understand the game a lot more. It's a, you know, it's a simple game, but at the same time, it's a bit complicated in that once you know how to what goes on and what takes place, it's a beautiful game.
I also think that having their own stadium is really important because that kind of gives an identity to the sport, and really it can be constructed in a way in which the fans can be close to the action and feel it, whereas if you're playing in a football stadium, it may be just, you know, mammoth, and you really don't get a feel for it. Am I correct in that observation?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, it's definitely having the soccer-specific stadiums, it really just creates the atmosphere, because something that's different in that aspect is that you have fans that are, you know, singing and have chants and, you know, are jumping around the whole game. They're not just sitting in their seats and just clapping. They're part of the game. They provide an atmosphere. And so it's pretty special to see those. But it's also pretty cool to see, you know, filling football stadiums, you know, up in CenturyLink Field in Seattle. I mean, they fill it every time. And so it's pretty cool to see that and see how different places can get full. But I think the soccer-specific stadiums are definitely a big impact.
Let's talk about the San Jose Earthquakes for just a moment. Are you somewhat of a mark man? Because, I mean, you are the big trigger on the offense for the Quakes. Do you feel that way?
You know, I'm sure that I'm in a lot of game plans for other teams and their defense, but I feel that the way that we play, it can always create opportunities and chances. You know, we have very talented guys, you know, especially on the outside, and Shea Salinas, and, you know, in our midfield with Sam Cronin, but with Steven Lenhart and Alan Gorin up top as well. You know, it makes it difficult for teams just to key in on one guy, and so I think that we're pretty dynamic in that sense.
You had that outstanding season, and I'm just wondering whether you have to adapt year to year with the Earthquakes, depending upon what the talent is around the team or around you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you always, that's the great thing about this sport. It's just ever-evolving, and you have to be able to change your game. If you are bringing the same thing game in, game out, then, you know, teams are going to key in on that and find a way to stop it. And so you have to be able to change your game and, you know, and try to find space in different ways and, you know, finish shots in different areas.
I got to ask you about whether it's fact or fiction. Tell me about the jersey you wear when you're on national team duty.
It started off, you know, they accidentally misspelled my name and put an extra W in there, and I happened to score my first goal and actually had a hat trick in the first half of that game. And so, you know, just being superstitious like that, the W has stayed, an extra W has stayed in on the jersey. It's on the inside of the jersey, so they spelled the name right, but it's on the inside, so extra W is with me.
You know, I've talked to my golf friends that are professional players, Chris, and I asked them about playing on the tour. And then what's the difference between playing on a tour event and playing in one of the majors, the British Open, the U.S. Open, the PGA Championship? And they said it's a whole big difference. Let me ask you and put it to you this way. You know, if you're playing in a San Jose Earthquakes game, but what is that compared to a national, international competition, or even the World Cup, which is probably even a little bit higher than going up in an international competition that is not the World Cup?
Yeah, definitely. It just raises the stakes that much. And, you know, especially the comparison between like the Earthquakes and, you know, the World Cup, it's just the speed of play. Every decision has to be quicker. You know, the perfection has to be absolutely, you know, spot on. Otherwise, it won't, you know, the difference between successful and failure, it's minuscule. And so, you know, I'm sure just like the golfers, you hit it just on the wrong side of the green, it could be, you know, out of bounds and roll off into the water. And if it's on the wrong side of a player, the certain pass, it's a turnover and can lead to a counterattack, or it could, you know, if it's on the right side of the player, it could lead to a good turn and a shot on goal. And so those things are, you know, just small little minute things, but they play big dividends in the game.
We got about 45 seconds left, but handicap for me the rest of the world as far as talent, teams to look for with the World Cup coming up.
You know, there's some great teams in there. Obviously, I think Brazil hosting it, hosting the World Cup, and they're always up there. Spain's going to be good. Germany as well. I think those three teams right now are my with, and I'm actually going to go Belgium with my dark horse. But you know, I think those teams right now are pretty special.
Yeah, Brazil, though, is going to be under a lot of pressure, are they not? The expectations when you're hosting a World Cup must be really intense.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine that. But with Brazil, their expectations are always that. It doesn't matter where the World Cup is, and it's a win or bust for them. And so, you know, they'll definitely have the support behind them and, you know, the home field advantage. But, yeah, I mean, the pressure definitely builds into it. But, you know, pressure is what, you know, separates the good from the bad.
I want to thank you, Chris. I hope I see you down in Brazil representing the United States in the World Cup down there. I always enjoy talking to you, and have a good MLS season with San Jose.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Again, one fine player, American player, Chris Wondolowski, and again, he's a striker for the San Jose Earthquakes. He's got 3 goals this season. We continue with more of you and America's Sports Talk Show.